I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up? Big Homies House, episode 50. 50 piece in this motherfucker. What's up, man? We got the homies in the building. Big Homie Jen. What's up? Basketball queen. The clappers was clapping.
Bang, bang, bang.
Big Homie JoJo. Yellow Bone.
Fuck
it. I'm not going to do you like that. Big Homie Carlos.
Hey, I'm clapping my goddamn show. I didn't know y'all ain't clapping.
And Meek and this motherfucker. And you can't see, but can you clank your chains together so the camera... You hear that motherfucking shit? We can't have her on camera because she's going to blind everybody with the light show. It is Marley in this motherfucker. What's the clothing line again?
Killage.
God damn, I should have worn some Killage in this motherfucker today, man. You ain't know. We can go get it next time, though. And Courtney in the cut. That's a scary sight. What's up, man? It's episode 50. We got this a celebration in this bitch. We got a 50 piece of goddamn JJ's chicken. Yeah. So that is how the niggas get down at the dancery today. So how y'all feeling? Y'all good?
Yes, sir.
I look good.
You fucked up? We know why you fucked up. We're gonna get into that a little bit. We know why you fucked up. JJ, JoJo, how you fucked
up? I'm hungry
ass. How you feeling, JoJo? You good?
Yeah, I'm great, actually.
Cool. Carlos,
thanks
you good?
Amazing.
Meek, you amazing?
No complaints.
Good, man. Well, shit, let's get into it.
How you doing?
I'm 50 episodes in. You know, shit.
Congratulations.
It's okay. Up. I feel great. I'm drinking black-owned liquor. I mean, black-owned chicken. It's a great day to be a nigga.
It is.
It's a black great day. Month. It's Black History Month in this motherfucker. Yes. And we're getting close to Valentine's Day. Yes. I'm single. Is everybody else here single, too?
Yes.
Yes, Sirski.
You're on camera. Somebody
gonna watch this bitch next week. Like, I know this motherfucker did.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly what's gonna take place.
Damn, you know, so you kicking at the Big Homie's House, so let's get into the first topic, the first segment, the porch. We're gonna talk about everything going on in society and pop culture and the like. So, Kodak Black is free, allegedly. Is this really Kodak Black? Niggas think it's a clone. Is Kodak Black a clone? Did they spend millions and millions of dollars to clone Young Bill from South Florida? What do y'all think about this?
You know, they always say when you come in being
fat. But they brainwash him for sure.
Brainwash?
Yes.
What?
First of all,
yes. He's brainwashed.
Racism is so prevalent. They are not going to be cloning no more black
exactly.
people.
They ain't cloning no niggas.
They not doing that. They are so racist, they wouldn't even let us be
they
cloned
want us to die out.
If it was free. It's not, not going to happen.
Mm. Well, you know, they said that about Gucci when he got out of jail, that he was a clone.
Do you believe Gucci's a clone?
I can't
nah.
believe niggas.
That nigga still. That nigga. That's the same amount of crazy in the same body. They can't be a clone.
Yeah. At first, I thought maybe it could be.
That nigga
they
said.
They probably doing that shit for real.
That nigga said we smoking on Pukilo tonight in front of Pukilo best friend.
That's the same Gucci.
I mean,
that's the same Gucci.
That's the same.
Y'all don't know what they did to him in jail. He just. Right.
You think they brainwashed Gucci too?
I'm talking about Kodak.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking Gucci back to regular.
Yeah, at first he was a little
you seen
skeptical.
That on the verses.
Yeah.
He but Kodak, I don't know. He was in the day.
They just lose
it's
weight
take
and
him
they
a little minute
get
to come
fine
back.
In prison. Everybody
you think Kodak Black got fine?
He look a little good
he got
now.
Fine.
He got fine.
Fine,
fine now.
Would you let Kodak get some cheeks right now? No.
No. I ain't no groupie.
Oh, they ain't gotta be nothing. You ain't gotta be a groupie.
I'm just saying.
You ain't gotta be no groupie.
He ain't that fine.
Oh, he done that fine? What type of niggas? You don't like dark skin niggas?
Yeah, I like dark skin. Dark skin is in.
Like bald niggas?
Not really.
Oh, shit.
Stop eating groovy shit out.
Next topic. Gorilla glue.
Oh, my God.
Have y'all seen this shit?
Yes.
Why everybody sitting the sigh of disbelief?
Well, first of all, much love to Gorilla Glue the girl, because she been having a hard week.
She has.
She been having a hard, hard week. Did you see how the community just rallied around her?
They gave her money. They have started a GoFundMe for her. How the fuck do you get money for being a fucking idiot? I'm not mad about this shit. She is a fucking village idiot. You know, like in the old times, they had the motherfucker in the village that was just stupid as hell. They called him the village idiot. They stayed at the edge of the village and didn't nobody go near him. It's like, oh, that's old crazy goddamn Tom. That is her, bitch. It is Gorilla Glue. Gorilla Glue. I don't use Gorilla Glue for shit because I know that bitch gonna stick forever. She put that shit on her head and thought it was a good idea.
Did you see how it looked after she took it out?
No, it's gonna look like that. That wasn't the picture. But that's gonna be the picture.
Oh.
Her shit is gonna be gone. Cause what the fuck? What's gonna be there? The shit is Gorilla Glue. It's gonna pull the follicles out.
So you can't I mean, at first it was funny to me. Then it started going on and on. I really seen that she couldn't get it off. And then I started feeling sorry for her because I'm looking like now you might be fucked up for
real. It was late as hell, though. It was late.
Your scalp, you might not be able to
grow. It was late, but now it's late forever. Mm-hmm. And I mean, her hair follicles laid to rest.
She could just put a, you know, a little wig on it and be straight.
Or she can get that, go the Kodak route and just, you know.
But see, that's what I'm saying. I think that it's going to be a wrap for her to even grow hair.
Oh, yeah. Like, snatch a whole part of her hair
follicles. Like, you know, at first it was funny to everybody because we looking like, really? You can't be serious. But then when it couldn't come off after a month or two, like, for real, now I'm starting to be concerned.
It's been that long. Hey, man,
she said she had it for
No, she said, like, in December. She started in December.
And then all her pictures got the same style.
But I'm like, you know, shit, and back last year when Trump was telling these motherfuckers to drink bleach to cure the coronavirus and they was dying, we was not pitying them. And guess what? Stupid games win stupid prizes. And guess what, bitch? You a winner. You are a winner. That was stupid as fuck. Am I just being too harsh?
Yeah.
But
how am I being too harsh?
You're not being harsh, but it's just like she know. She didn't know. I be honest.
She's
like,
40.
Okay, but listen though. You went to a party. You don't got no more Gorilla Glue.
So she went. So she.
But they have. Even if
hold on, hold on, hold on, JoJo. She lost her hair for a party.
I don't know. That's her. That
whatever function she was rushing to, that shit cost her shit.
She probably didn't make. She probably didn't expect it to.
I hope they let her in free wherever she was going.
But now she verified, so they verified people for.
And I'm glad you mentioned that too, because goddamn, it is a reward to be an idiot in America.
No, but what if you have to go through this shit, and then it's another motherfucker blowing up off your crisis? Like it'd be like, yeah, I'm the bitch who had the glue. No, you not. I really know my shit. You're not about to capitalize off all this criticism that I have caught. No, she do need to be verified. So when I
so
go
we know
there,
who the stupid motherfucker is.
I need to know exactly who it was.
Right. She didn't say that. Because
the people
too.
Who verified it was like, I already see too many fakes. We got this the real her.
Mm-hmm. But see, they was mad, though, because some people that's supposed to been verified a long time ago, they trying to figure out why she
according
verified.
According to who?
Well,
yeah, JoJo. I mean,
according to who? Who's supposed to been verified a long time
JoJo.
Ago that they bumped?
What?
Nah, I'm fucking with you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. It's a line. It's like, it's just... What is that? I don't know.
I seen a post. That's why I'm...
The Neighborhood Talk was mad. They was upset. The blog page.
Jonathan was mad. Well, I ain't say...
Who the fuck is Jonathan?
Jonathan wasn't mad, but he made a
no,
post.
No, who the fuck is Jonathan?
Jonathan ain't no hair.
Come on, man.
That's my homie, so don't
I don't know no fucking Jonathan.
Yeah.
But, you know, he deserves to be verified. It's a lot of fake.
That nigga ain't Tay.
Y'all and y'all comparison, both on good.
I'm bald. I don't know what.
Me too.
Fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't
fuck everybody with hair.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah. Every time. Yeah.
All y'all
deal with it.
All y'all fresh hairline having motherfuckers.
Don't even appreciate hair. Yeah. It's motherfuckers out here with hair. Didn't comb it. Touch
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Let me see your goddamn shit.
Leave him alone, man. He's young. He's young.
Goddamn. Let me
got
get
his whole life ahead of him.
Let me get to the next topic. Y'all seen these inmates escape the prison? They beat the guard up and started setting shit on fire in the prison.
Okay, let me ask you this. How else do you escape? Is this shocking?
But no, the prison said that they had loose locks in the jail for the last 2 months that they were planning on getting fixed. What? Isn't that the point of prison for that motherfucker to be secure?
Ain't that the point of prison is to try to get out?
Right.
How is this news?
But it's news because the shit actually happened. Niggas try to escape.
You think this going
to
be the last time some niggas break out of jail?
Where does it take place?
I don't know. I got to do my Google.
They've been doing this shit since they made jails.
That's crazy.
There's some niggas at Jackson State Penitentiary right now. That shit worked up there. We about to try to get this motherfucker out. Hey, like she said, shout out to the inmates. Cause shit, y'all about to like. So if some inmates escape today, and just start doing what niggas was doing at Lennox over the summer. Then what?
They're going to be easy to find because they ain't going to have no mask on.
Exactly.
Okay. Don't nobody in Atlanta got no mask on.
Shit. I do.
I got no mask.
They going to think you the inmate, nigga. This motherfucker out here trying to blend in. He got a mask on. That's definitely him.
Mm-hmm. I damn sure forgot about that.
Oh, shit. Let me goddamn get into the next topic. Oh, it's Valentine's. Valentine's Day is creeping up on us at an expeditious rate.
What? It's
coming up quickly.
Expeditious.
Oh. It's coming up expeditiously. Mm-hmm. Shut up. Young T.I. teach me that word. Valentine's Day coming up quickly. And I got a what the fuck is that? Somebody getting blown the fuck up. This Valentine's Day topic came in and niggas' phones started getting crazy. Valentine's Day coming up quick. So I got a question for the ladies and gentlemen in the room. Valentine's Day coming up. Is sex a Valentine's Day gift?
Nope.
If he ain't got none, yeah.
Why the fuck would you... What? Yeah. No.
If he ain't got none from you ever, yeah.
What? So you was waiting on Valentine's Day to give him some pussy?
Maybe she was. But,
is that what you do? You've done this before?
I mean, no.
I mean, if you ain't getting nothing.
But what I'm saying is that's how it's going to go.
That's a sacred
so the nigga go.
Yeah, like it's a gift. That's a whole
thing. I'm about to say a nigga. So a nigga, give him so a nigga spend a
first
stack.
First of all, the nigga's going to be so happy that was his gift. Let's just say that.
Get the fuck out of here.
Y'all crazy. You're talking to
what
somebody.
What if the pussy not even good?
That's something different. Right, you see what I'm saying?
She might not like your gift.
Okay. So
niggas
some cheap ass flowers. Fuck these flowers.
Niggas go out for Valentine's Day. Fuck if he like you, a nigga gonna go all the way out for Valentine's Day. Okay. Am I lying?
So is Valentine's Day for men or women?
Exactly. So it shouldn't even be no gift for the men.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's a great question. Cause I want the ladies to answer that shit.
No gift.
I like that.
Valentine's Day
for
men.
You answer it, Jen.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Answer the question.
No, it's for the ladies.
Answer the question.
I think it's for the ladies, but I do think that you can show love to the men.
Who the fuck celebrates Sweetest Day?
People in the city celebrate Sweetest Day.
Do you celebrate Sweetest Day?
I don't have a sweetie when that day comes, so I wouldn't know.
Because you cheat on them.
Well.
Oh, my God.
You don't know what takes place.
You told us last episode.
You fucking lie.
It's up. And the truth is out because you be cheating on your niggas.
So
that's
funny.
Why you're single.
It's so my question is, if you feel like it's for the men, do you feel like, okay, like when you go get Valentine's gift, I know like with my kids, I may give the boys something, but at the same time, I'm really expressing that for the girl, really, for Valentine's Day. If I give my little girl some candy or something like that, like why would the men feel like it's for them though?
Why would men feel like Valentine's Day? Because it's...
That's just what it is. Like, that's just history.
Well, in elementary school, you didn't just give out the little candy to the girls. You gave it
right.
out to everybody. Right. So that's...
This is sexist.
Right.
They're going to grow up entitled. So a nigga still expecting a Valentine's Day gift from me, that's just extinct.
You just got to grow out of that.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I feel like it should be a special day for both of them. But I think the gift should come from the man.
Get your topics ready.
I don't expect nothing. I just think like if a nigga go all out,
I don't expect nothing.
You go get some.
But every girl
like,
my nigga don't get
that. You go get
the same ass I got on February 13th. I'm going to get on the 14th.
Yeah, it's even better though, cause she gonna turn up. Like she gonna turn the fuck up. Her lingerie that she wearing, that's the gift.
She gonna be a little sexy.
You know what I'm saying? She gonna be a little more freaky.
Okay, I ask you this: what if your man don't like lingerie? Like if you want,
okay,
hold on, wait, I ain't finished though. But your nigga like big T-shirt pussy. Like, would you, since you know it's Valentine's Day and he got you some shit, would you just go in there and put the big T-shirt on and be like, baby, the pussy is ready? Would you participate in that? If a nigga like, nah, not the lingerie this time.
Big T-shirt pussy.
Act like you about to go to bed.
Whatever, see, that's
the bonnet on and the T-shirt.
Whatever his wishes is that day, that's his gift. Like, that's what...
Okay. So we got to wait till Valentine's Day?
No, but I'm just saying,
I'm
making sure that everything is perfect.
Now that's what we need to discuss.
It
that's
may
the
be
best
like
movie.
A spur moment. You might not be able to do all that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you make that extra special to go the extra mile. If you want that big T-shirt with the bunny and all that or whatever, I'm
gonna... So you gonna play dress up on Valentine's Day?
Yes. That's the day
Now, what's up with this big t-shirt pussy? What is
That shit hit way better.
So we're talking about the silhouette challenge, but before the beat drop.
Amen.
Yeah, it's,
that's the silhouette
before the beat drop.
No, what we're saying is it should have been the silhouette with the bonnet and the big t-shirt.
That's the lay your head. That's that pussy.
So that's assets. You know, like the lingerie, you got to do too much trying to take it off and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas don't give a fuck about lingerie. Y'all wear lingerie for y'all.
Big t-shirt.
I would much rather you just slide your titty out of a white beard. That's ghetto lingerie. Yeah.
Niggas will fuck you in a sports bra. We don't give a fuck.
Damn.
As you should.
Why is this news?
This y'all, ain't news.
It's not news.
This ain't news at all. Right. We just
but
like,
y'all
okay.
don't be appreciating that for real though. Y'all don't appreciate it because the girls that do that, y'all still complain like why you don't look a little sexy and bad? Why you start
who the fuck is saying this shit
on TV?
Me and this nigga, over here.
That's
like,
on the top. That's like a Tom Perry script.
You don't get sexy for me anymore.
I don't need all that lingerie.
You can have the bonnet. You're still getting beat. Bonnets get beat. BGB. It's getting beat. Bonnets get beat.
Period. That shit so funny.
That is.
What's the most unsexy shit you on wore to bed and got beat in?
The unsexiest?
That's a good question. Mm. I know I fucked a girl with another nigga basketball shorts on.
I mean, does that count?
She had another nigga basketball shorts on.
See, I ain't never been there.
I know. For a fact, she didn't play no basketball.
I'm thinking that that's just going to be so embarrassing to me. Like,
I sleep naked, so it's
all right. That's what I'm saying, so it's hard.
Good ass. Yeah, like.
Lingerie is a waste of money.
I'm not putting on no. Unless you want me to.
Why are we talking about lingerie and basketball?
Did you see that shit?
I seen that shit, cuz.
Did y'all like it?
I got invited to that shit, but I was like, does this invite come with a ticket? She's like, haha, that's above me. I'm not coming. Like, I don't even pay to go to the club. I'm not going.
But it was our first game, so we had to, you know, we needed the support. But I mean, it was real successful.
You played?
I did.
She was it.
I was like, wait, hold on.
Yes, she did. She was number 34.
I was
33.
How many points did
you
score?
33.
You scored on something?
I did. I scored 3, and I had about 4 assists. 4 or 5 assists.
Assists? It's called assists.
Assists, whatever.
Assist. Where are you from?
I'm from Mississippi.
Hey, what part?
Greenville.
Okay.
Country for real. I know you can cook.
I can't. I cook it all.
I know you can cook.
I cook it all. I'm the person that cooks on Thanksgiving. I'm cooking what your grandma was cooking down south. Okay. I'm cooking your chitlins, your ham hocks, your.
I like her.
Neck bones. I'm cooking it.
I told you I'm gonna bring some thick women in here.
I didn't know
she was from Mississippi until just now.
She went to Rosenfort High School.
I'm not give a fuck about that. What are you talking about?
She told us she's from Mississippi. Yeah, my grandparents from Mississippi.
I'm a real cooker. I'm a real cooker. You know what I'm That's saying? Crazy. I cook.
So
scratch.
About this game. So what was this game? What was the how did this come about?
Yeah, well, they called you and told you, look, we're starting a league with everybody ass out.
Well, my homegirl, she had put it to me, which is the person that started. Shout out to Thick Overload. She brought up the whole situation. She was like, I got an idea. I think it's going to pop real well. She wants some people that's going to be on her team that's going to, you know, make it look good.
What did you have to do to make the team? That's the, like, did you have to have any real talent?
I got on there because she felt like I could be a good, you know, matchup, I guess. Cause she just,
match up for
she
what?
Just hand selected me.
So she didn't know if you could play basketball or not.
No.
Nope. That was my question. Okay. Nope. So okay. So
she
it wasn't based
on
skill.
She needs to know if your buns look good out there. You know what I'm saying? Your buns was the talent.
I think they did y'all a disservice because whoever recorded the video had was on an Android and shit.
Yeah, he did record that kind
they did y'all a disservice. It looked like security footage.
It went viral so many times on Facebook. I was just like,
yeah, that's how you know it was Android footage. This shit went viral on Facebook. Yeah. But Instagram picked it up. Shit.
That's a talent. Having
that. But I can actually play, though. So.
You're 6'10". I can tell. I'm fucking. Did you play in high school?
I did.
You did. Well, you definitely had the assets for the challenge. So mm-hmm. you got an injury as well.
I did.
What did you tear?
The ball.
What did you tear? What did you fuck
with? I messed up my knee. I hope it ain't really, really messed up, but it's kind of swollen.
You need a massage?
I got somebody for a massage.
Who?
Oh, now you all in my business.
Don't do that.
I don't like that.
And I don't like that.
Honestly, well, shit, you got to make a guest appearance on the Yam Cam later. So,
the Yam
Cam. The Yam Cam. Carlos Miller, the Yam Cam.
Yam Cam.
Ms. JoJo, you want to take it away with your topics?
Okay, yeah, so.
What you got for us? Could you pass me the black owned vodka?
Okay, period. I got you.
I appreciate that.
All right, so Valentine's Day is coming up like we were just talking about, right? So I got a question, this for everybody can answer this, I guess. So, do men purposely start an argument so they don't have to buy bitches shit on Valentine's Day?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Like, you know what?
Men come right back. Because they be having other girls.
He did that on your birthday?
My dad do that shit every time.
Damn.
When somebody supposed to be doing some shit for you, they gonna start some shit. So they don't gotta do it. You ain't have to do it.
They do it around every holiday. It ain't just Valentine's. Just it's Christmas. It's for his birthday.
So
it's all that.
Valentine's Day. It's birthday, Christmas, Valentine, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
See, my birthday 2 weeks from it's Christmas. Crazy. So, exactly. You know, anytime I'm talking to somebody, they always try to fall out with me first.
It's crazy that only the women answered that question.
I mean, they by our turn.
So detailed.
I'm just saying, because y'all like, I don't really know if I should answer that. I did just say, fuck that bitch. Like,
I mean, what shit, I didn't.
She going to see this shit. She going to know what's up.
Always got a lot going on around Valentine's.
I always feel like
I'm fighting demons.
It's a lot going
I'm fighting
on.
Demons.
Niggas be like, I'm fighting. Okay. You know, the average relationship is about 30 minutes away from an argument anyway. So I don't really, I'm not the type of nigga that's
but
just
on Valentine's Day, it's fine.
Start an unprovoked ass argument. That seems like some very
challenging
shit.
A lot of people break up on Valentine's.
I know niggas that do it, but I never done it personally, so I don't really.
Well, he is a Pisces. He probably do that shit.
He do this shit.
And them be the niggas that do it.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
I guess I just know a different type of women or some shit. They like, the women I know, they be like, man, go on with this pussy ass shit. Like, they don't even like this type of shit. They've been through so much trauma that they don't even believe in Valentine's.
Shout out to the traumatized women that don't care about Valentine's.
These women, don't act like these women in 2021 not fucking savages. They've been telling us for two summers.
I mean, it's not that simple.
You show up trying to be sweet and romantic. She might laugh in your weak ass face and call you a pussy.
Express something on that day. You know what I'm saying?
What? So what's the best Valentine's Day outing you've been on?
I was flued out.
By who? Not we don't gotta know that nigga, but like, was y'all dating already?
Yeah, I was with him.
Oh, okay. He was just in another state at the time.
I mean, we went out.
This free game.
We went
to. Now the niggas.
Hey, is you still with that nigga?
Just no, I was married.
Fly chick anyway.
Oh, you're married. No, you a veteran.
Just fly bitch anywhere for Valentine's.
He's
you fly to Birmingham. What happened, hello, bitch? Birmingham, we got on the plane. What, nobody on there? So it was kind of private, but it was a few people. Like, that shit was everyone.
You have a purpose in starting an argument?
Yeah, my purpose is to start shit, man.
To not buy your girl
I'll start an argument if I feel like you liking me too much. I will start I will just not text you back. I'm a cold motherfucker. Like,
what's your sign?
I'm a Leo.
I'm a Sag.
The fuck out.
It just came out.
What you is?
It just came out. I'm a Libra.
Oh, I like Libra.
Yeah, like shit.
Best friends
of
Libra.
I'm the self sabotage king.
I don't really know about Libras like that.
I'm a Sagittarius. We the best friends.
Oh my god.
What? What's wrong with that? Like we savage, but
you a Sagittarius?
Cool.
When your birthday? Yeah. Oh, you said two weeks before Christmas.
We what?
Y'all different.
How we different?
I'm Capricorn. No, it's rare to find y'all though.
Yeah. Huh?
I say it's rare to find you guys though.
Oh yeah,
we be one. Laid back. We be cool on everything. We probably the.
How long you been in LA?
For about a year.
Oh, you knew.
From Mississippi?
Mm-hmm. Wait, you came to Atlanta in the pandemic?
Mm-hmm. In January.
Me too.
You didn't know what was going on, huh?
Nothing.
You came to Atlanta, shit got shut down.
Everything got shut down, but I was still working. Thank God, you know, I was still working through the whole thing.
That's hard. Shout out to young Jen Dion. Damn, yes. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Okay,
right.
Gotcha. All right. What you got next?
Check this out. So I was talking to one of my homegirls, right? And she was talking to this nigga for about like 5 months or so. And the nigga found out that she used to fuck with one of his homeboys. Right? But she didn't know. Like, he
so
didn't know.
She knew.
No, she didn't know. She yeah, they didn't know that they were friends.
You can tell us some shit.
Can't think. Hold that. On. What? Start over. What happened now?
My homegirl was dating this nigga for 5 months. Okay. He found out that she used to fuck with one of his homeboys from back in the day. She didn't know that they was friends at all. And then he stopped fucking with her.
She childish.
Y'all oh, he like, stopped fucking with her. He stopped. She wasn't aware that they were friends.
Neither one of them was aware. Yeah.
I mean, that's guy code though.
It's guy code.
Yeah,
but,
they wasn't aware.
Code.
It was.
But they was like.
He had to just straight ghost her.
Are they like tight though? They like with him and his homie.
He didn't have to take her.
It was just his homeboy.
Like, everybody grown. Like at the end of the day. Some people don't tell like their business friend. Like that.
Right.
Okay, I'm talking to this person, that person. Man. Talk to if they wasn't out,
if we didn't fuck,
then think about it. The reason why I said childish is because.
Hold on. What you about to say?
The reason why I said childish is because if they was so good of friends, he would have known that he was talking to the girl. So if they was unaware of it, that mean that they wasn't that close, or either the girl wasn't.
But they not that close. That's the problem. Like, it's
but
not
see,
that close.
That's probably the thing, though. He probably think that nigga lame as fucking. Like, she fucked this nigga?
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no way I'm finna fuck with
it's
her.
It's different.
It ain't
different
got shit
reasons.
To do with
it's
neither one of them. Yeah, he probably like, think about she like fucked it. This nigga? Yeah. This yeah. Lying ass, dirty foot, wet sock wearing. Ain't no way me and this nigga supposed to be getting the same kind of women. I
agree.
I'm fucking up.
That's one way it could go.
His self-esteem is higher than all of them.
Yeah. A nigga get the thing.
That ain't
got to
be his. Yeah, that's why. They just know each other. Yeah.
But he
don't
respect
that nigga.
That shit may not be
valuable. What if he was a better nigga? Then you thinking, you fucked this nigga that was better than me? You thinking that now?
Who thinks that?
Don't no nigga think that.
What nigga thinks that?
That's exactly why he quit fucking with her. He like, man, no way me and this nigga supposed to be fucking with this. No, hell, she ain't fine if she fucking with him.
Mm-mm.
That nigga live with his big sister.
My question is, y'all,
got
not
no
gonna, y'all not gonna deal with a girl?
What's
exactly what made the nigga
your,
flee
your
the whole
situation?
Y'all
not gonna
situation.
Deal with a girl who fucked with your homeboy?
No.
Like when y'all never even knew that they even knew each other.
But
it
check
was
this
like,
out.
Damn, that's
because
y'all
you don't
that's
know
how you supposed to do your
niggas
homework.
Will act like shit cool, but you don't know how that nigga really feel about that girl. Now nigga might go along with the shit, but this nigga really might develop some feelings for you and try to do something. That, man, you know that nigga might really come out of character. That's the one thing men fall out about: women and money. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing else that can break up two partners.
Yo, my homeboy actually told me that before he start when he meet a chick. He sent her picture in the group chat. Like, any one of y'all hit that?
Niggas got group chats?
Yeah, niggas got group what? Yeah, niggas got group chats.
Yeah, niggas catch RICO charges all the time for shit like that.
So y'all don't get a picture of the girl and put in a group chat? Y'all don't touch her?
No.
My niggas married at this point.
That's what I'm saying.
All my niggas married.
I think the way that y'all think niggas move is not all niggas. It's these niggas. Right.
That's why we have this conversation.
There's some niggas that go to the club and dance just because the music on the whole night. Right. It's different kind of niggas out here. It ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like,
would you fuck with a man that fuck with your homegirl?
Exactly. No.
I have fucked with a nigga.
Know.
Women won't fuck
lie.
With a man if they homegirl say,
like,
bitch, he tried to talk to me.
He didn't even fuck. Okay, girl, I'm going to leave him alone.
Yeah, man, hold on. I got a story
okay,
about
girl.
That. So
It just depends on the severity of the situation.
When I was in college, this girl had liked me, right?
No.
I ain't like a bat too tough. But a friend had the fattest ass. And I was like, I want that shit. So I was like, just being casual with the homegirl that liked me out. But her friend, a few years later down the line, I'm like, shit, man, what's up? What's poppin'? I want to eat your booty. She was like, my friend used to like you and shit. I know she was trying to get at you. What the fuck that got to do with me?
Because it's kind of like,
what the fuck
rather,
that got to do with me?
Rather y'all had something going on or not.
It wasn't shit going on.
Okay, that's cool. But my friend, you may not have liked it, my friend, but my friend liked the juice.
So I can't fuck you?
Man,
yeah,
hell no, that's gonna hurt. That's gonna
that's
hurt
exactly
my friend.
That's exactly what
why
I just said
mad
about
at
the nigga.
Why
you
do
don't
get
know
mad
what
at
this
nigga.
Like,
I'm saying my loyalty is to my friend.
If my friend likes somebody, I'm not gonna leave them alone.
You off limits. She like you. Whether you like her back or not, she like you.
Look, I'm grown as fuck.
At y'all ain't never talked or whatever. Yo, she's like you.
Y'all ain't untouchable.
She like them.
So what if your friend like a lot of niggas?
Right, and they don't like them.
I done had a friend that like a lot of niggas, and guess what?
She said that's how you miss your soulmate.
And look, it made me not be untouchable.
The difference between that is knowing and not knowing. Like, knowing that y'all fucked and then knowing that y'all didn't even fuck around.
Don't nobody want to do that.
You want somebody that somebody wants.
Hey man, just
I want somebody that nobody
fuck with
had.
Different people.
So I ain't never even been around. We good, guys? How you rock?
See, some people don't even give a fuck. I know a circle of people who just they just done all fucked each other. They don't give a fuck. It depends on what the fuck you had in life.
Pause. What is that?
I restarted already.
All right, cool. Fucking keep that in.
I'm just saying, whatever the fuck you had. I don't know. It's a strange situation. But I think that nigga left because he thought that other nigga was lame. You know, the original.
Yeah. Well, since we talking about friends and shit, I got a question, right? So last week we had a question about, you know, should friends be fucking? And we all agree.
What happened?
JoJo, you want to go back to that conversation?
Yeah, so basically the question was, can you be friends, fuck, and then still be friends after that?
I feel like you'll be better friends if you done fuck.
Yeah.
We all agree.
Because guess what? You're supposed to be friends really before anything. Like,
right.
No, we're talking about just being friends attraction. And fucking. Just being friends.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, but the turning point, though.
That fallout going to be bad, though.
That's the thing. The turning point was is if someone catches feelings, we're going to say either the man or the woman. All the niggas said that the girls catch feelings and fuck it up.
I don't think so.
That's what I said.
Not all the time.
The girls do catch
most of the time.
But my question today is, if you have a friend that you have fucked and you get in a relationship, does your significant other need to know about that friend?
Say that one more time.
If you have a friend that you have fucked, like say, if me and JoJo get in a relationship and I get in a relationship with you, do you need to know what me and JoJo did?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, if y'all gonna still continue to be friends, I need to know exactly because
if y'all coming around me,
you need to know.
And I know that y'all have been together. I would feel better by y'all coming and letting me know what's up. You know what I'm saying? So I can be able to start the trust process because if I'm not knowing, then I feel like y'all gonna hide everything else. So if y'all upfront about it, then it's like, okay, we can work towards trying to be all cool. Y'all ain't got nothing going on. I'm securing myself, so I'm not no jealous person. So
but I'm saying this one time. We fucked one time 15 years ago. You need to know about that?
No, I don't need to know about that.
I don't need to know about that. But if it was like 5 months ago and y'all trying to still be friends and you trying to be in a relationship with me, I need to know that because I'm not going to be at JoJo place like that.
So, okay, so 5 months ago. Okay, cool. But like if it was a year, 2 years, 3 or 5 years ago, you don't
within the 5-6 range, I need to know.
5-6 year range?
Yes,
got
I need
you.
To know.
Okay.
Because that's too fresh. That's like, that's
I feel like it ain't nothing.
That's like that baby mama love. Like, you still can go get it. You know what I'm saying? But after a certain point,
Jen,
you can't
it ain't none of your business, Jen. If we was just one time, we was drunk and we was drinking whatever this black on look is, shit, it ain't none of your business.
I need to know.
It ain't, look. Did your cup fall?
No, it's my jacket.
Something white. I can't see shit.
Is it none of your business because you want to do it again, or is it none of your business because it ain't gone by?
Because it ain't happened again. Like, shit
happened
was
again.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Or happening again.
Who was the reason why it didn't happen? Was it you or was it her?
It was a mutual agreement. Like, shit, we fucked.
Terrible? Was it terrible?
Just because it said.
Look, just because the pussy good don't. Go back, okay? She might be in a relationship. She might just be like, I ain't finna do it because I'm in a relationship.
Right.
And you probably like, damn, you know, it was good and all that or whatever. So I need to know the details. Like, was it bad? Like, if it was bad, okay.
I don't want to know all that.
I want to know.
Niggas is different because if I find out you fucked one of your homeboys, the shit might be over with.
No, it is gonna be over. That's why you don't say nothing.
That shit dead.
Right. And then you bringing this nigga around, they be like, "Oh no," because every time
a
girl,
he's like a brother now.
Every time a girl, I slap
the shit out your brother.
Hold the fuck up. Why can't they still be friends after they done fuck? If they just friends and they just fuck.
So I gotta be around the nigga that done got the same pussy I'm getting?
Hold on. You just said that friends can fuck. We just established that friends can fuck, right? If you can fuck and be friends, then how come when you're in a relationship, now all of a sudden it's a problem, but y'all are friends, y'all just fuck. Sex is just sex. What's the problem?
My girl cannot bring niggas around me.
And it's just what it is.
You better have no nigga best friend.
So do you feel the same way about a girl? That's what I'm saying. Like,
dog, what about a girl that's got a nigga best friend?
No, I'm imagine you fucking this nigga every time I fuck.
So if you have a...
Even if you met the girl with the nigga, you know what I'm saying? You want to feel comfortable. Like, if this my best friend and he a nigga and you met him, met me... Why my best friend was but here, you still have a problem?
I would never meet no lady under them conditions. If I'm out and I meet a lady and she with a nigga, I'm through with that. I'm not about to go invest all this time. Well, what is it? I want to meet you by yourself. You don't got to explain all this.
Okay,
if you come with all them extra attachments and friends and shit, I'm too old.
Hold on, JoJo, what you guys say?
But even if you do, you still going to get into the conversation. They going to be like breaking down.
Hold on, JoJo, go ahead.
My question is this. Y'all can have a female around y'all that y'all done fucked in y'all friends.
Who the fuck got all these friends and shit at this point in life?
You don't have no female friends?
No, I don't come with a gang of attachments. It's just me, this dick, and the PlayStation controller.
I feel you.
We speaking off of this.
I'm not sure. Hey, this is my friend. We ain't fucked. I sucked her titty on her birthday. That's my other homegirl. She showed me a pussy on the phone. This JoJo, I tried to fuck one out. I ain't gonna lie. It was ninth grade. Been knowing her all my life. We ain't never fucked,
but that's how it be, though.
I'm not about to do all this. About my past and shit. You gotta fuck with me what I did. I'm fucking with you right now.
I didn't answer the question.
I'm not about to show up and explain all the pussy past that I had before you. I'm not doing that.
You wanna see your pussy resume? No. What the fuck is this?
Not about to show up and be like, baby, look at me. You can trust me. I fucked the one time.
What niggas is asking body counts of 2021?
Exactly.
Who the fuck cares? If you a nigga and you asking a body count,
I don't ask no female.
We're not discussing. You want to see what?
That okay? That's realistic. That matters. Cause you can fuck 100 people and not get nothing, and fuck one person and get the shit out of kill you.
One thing about a girl, her pussy must have gone. Go right back.
Everybody pussy muscles don't do that. Everybody pussy muscles don't do that.
Not everybody. I said some girls.
Speaking from experience.
Brother, cousin, and nephew, don't bring them niggas nowhere around me. I don't need to meet none of these strange ass niggas that you think cool or awesome or entertaining or none of that.
He's my brother.
That's the whole point of getting in the relationship is to get away from this type of shit. Bitch, I'm your brother. I'm your brother. I'm
your bestie.
I'm your bestie. Best friend.
That
now.
Nigga playing his role.
I am the bestie.
I am the bestie.
Everything you thought them niggas was, I am.
Because look, we can keep it a buck. Niggas don't care about no ring. You can be married and niggas still gonna be trying to fuck. Your best friend from when you was 5 years old still want that pussy. Right. He don't give a fuck. He been waiting 25 years for that pussy. You think he gonna stop the pursuit because you got issue within yourselves? Y'all know how other men act.
So now you be treating the women like
they
no,
leave this
that
part
shit.
Out. I was your friend like, one time, and I wanted to
fuck. I know how he thinking. Oh, he tried to fuck me, but
I remember,
and I succeeded, nigga. I won. I won the pussy championship. I'm the Tom Brady of that pussy.
Kodak, they'll do this one. Oh, you know, this is my best friend, my male best. He tried to fuck, but I never.
See, that's what. That's the part.
And he's still trying to fuck.
He's still trying.
That nigga's still in the race. He's just behind.
He's
I'm in the lead right now.
But y'all gotta understand. That nigga trying to lap me. Trying to fuck everybody. Every woman.
By the time I'm your nigga, by the time I'm your nigga, I done been every one of them niggas that you introducing me to. I started off as your homeboy. We was just cool. Then you moved me up to that's my best friend. You remember we was telling each other secrets and nobody know we was fucking. And then I was your side nigga right before I was your main nigga.
Thanks.
I've been all the nigga tears.
I done saw you every go through tier three of goddamn relationships. You done cheated on three niggas with me. You think I'm about to goddamn get in the relationship and let you do me like you did me when we were doing each other?
I know how you do.
He said it all.
You talking about, no, we finna get new phones and new Facebooks and
fuck
all
it, we finna move. We going to Nebraska.
We got to start from scratch.
We going to Wisconsin, bitch.
I know you ain't shit because I done been ain't shit with you. You remember you was in love with that nigga. Pick me up and with you, I been your best friend. I been your side.
You trying to bring this extra nigga around?
Shit. Aaliyah
extra nigga.
Shit.
Don't bring him around.
I'm telling you. And when we break up,
it ain't always like that, damn it.
And guess what? When we break up, guess what I'm going back to?
Bestie.
But you know my heart.
He always having these questions.
I know your heart.
That's what I'm telling you. And that's why you can't, when you make it to relationship phase, you got to drop all your hoes. You got to drop all your fake brothers, all your hoes. You got to drop everybody.
You got to drop everybody.
It's not just your hoes. You got to drop all the niggas who you know trying to fuck you. You got to, because they still goddamn sending you songs on Facebook.
You telling us to drop niggas that wanna fuck. Y'all gonna tag along bitches that y'all fuck. But I'm not. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not. If I gotta leave all my hoes, you gotta leave all yours too.
Y'all gonna go back.
That's another thing. Dropping all your hoes and for nothing.
Exactly.
The fuck? You think I'm gonna drop all these?
But see, if they your hoes, they understand the game.
But look, though,
my hoes ain't leaving.
Eventually,
until I tell them to go.
So you need to tell them to go.
Yeah. So when I be like, look, this is not a drill. I've been getting you ready for this day. All this time you've been.
You are free.
I can't do. Hey.
You are released from your contracts. I wish you well.
Now if you a boomerang. Now if you come back after this, because you know I'm for real. Then you was really my hoe. But I gotta leave you. You in the streets.
Now, she probably try to be a wifey then. If she coming back after the breakup, then.
Your real hoe's gonna understand.
Right, because I got married.
Your real hoe's gonna understand.
And then if you a real nigga, you want to see your hoes move to the next phase. Hoes. Like, look, she a good girlfriend. Some of my hoes then went on to be great wives.
Yeah.
I remember my old hoes when, like, I was a young nigga.
Let them go. Let them be free.
Sometimes I'd be like, oh, man.
Damn.
They are great people. Look at all them kids they got. Damn.
Wow.
This is a great people.
Man, my old hoes a lawyer.
Hell,
a dentist, a doctor.
A dentist.
You don't supposed to hold your hoes back. That's selfish. You fucking up the game. Like, you want to see your hoes graduate to a better motherfucker. You don't want your hoes to just go out in the street and keep being hoes for somebody else. You want them to leave your stinking ass and go be in a real relationship.
That's so funny.
Yeah, because they was hoes to you. Like, then they could be somebody else's world.
So respectful.
Like, my hoes was good enough to be your fucking wife.
Wow.
From hoe to queen.
Right. She was my squirter. Queen of everything.
Right.
You know, you in like the 5th percentile of niggas.
Right.
Well, you know.
A lot of niggas be so.
I studied the streets.
You know how many niggas finna watch this and be like, that's some cap.
Yeah, right. That ain't cap.
I'm just saying, you know how many niggas gonna get on there and say that's cap?
Hey, man, it's a lot of niggas who ain't grown yet. They still living in the middle part of life.
And that's facts.
When you get to the other part of life, you want to see your hoes doing better because it's like,
yeah, but you still hoeing?
Wherever she started at, after she fucked with you, she's doing better, whether you was there or not. You don't want to leave your hoes in distress. Don't no nigga want to see their old hoes fucked up deep down inside.
That's the message for the episode. Never leave your hoes in distress.
Never leave your hoes in distress.
Because that's what makes the problems in a new relationship.
I'm just saying. Think about it.
When they be in distress, because they be calling and crying, and you know what I'm saying, and calling the new girlfriend, and... Bitch, he ain't shit.
See, I don't try. I don't leave. Uh-uh. You ever been camping? When you show up at the campsite, you're supposed to leave that bitch better than when you found it. You don't never want your hoes to be fucked up after they done fucked with you. That reflect poorly on you.
Mm.
Like, if you fuck with a bitch and then she ain't had no car while she was fucking with you and then you leave and she still ain't got no car, you a... You, that's, that reflects so...
You, was a liability, my nigga. You are a liability. Niggas, hold on, but listen, I think niggas do think like that, but it's a different way. Like, you never, like, you ever heard a nigga say, be like, man, I did like her, but she let me beat too quick. Nigga, what is wrong with you? She fucked you and her value went down? What the fuck that say about
that's
you?
That's exactly the point
what
that
the fuck
making.
Does that say about that's, you? That's y'all see the, y'all ever heard niggas say that shit?
Yeah. Yeah,
she y'all had sex together. Shit didn't happen.
Like, you added on.
Like, you begged for that shit. And when, so you said you begged for that pussy. She give you that pussy, and she's the loser in this situation?
Right. See?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
She done said no twice.
She done gave you pussy.
Like, okay.
No, it has happened. I heard a nigga say that shit. Man,
check this out. Everybody who's sitting right here, you done all had a friend that tried to fuck with somebody or did fuck with somebody after you fuck with them. Because fucking with you made motherfuckers interested in them. It's, yeah, sometimes that's how the fucking game go. You make motherfuckers stock go up just by fucking with them. That's how it's supposed to be. Because there's a lot of motherfuckers who ain't gonna never see people as fuckable until you fuck.
But I do believe that. I do believe
you validate motherfuckers.
You know,
if you that type
of
motherfucker.
Certain people, you know what I'm saying?
You know, hold on, and I'm glad you said that shit, because I was thinking about this shit earlier today. Why is it that niggas don't find value in a motherfucker until they see, like, a celebrity fucking with them?
Yeah.
It's like, a lot of weird ass niggas
that shit
out here.
That's like, I seen a nigga on Twitter the other day. It was like, my homegirl cheated on me with Ocho Cinco. Like, bitch, why the fuck you had to add that shit? She cheated on you. That's the main subject of that sentence.
That nigga tweeted,
bro. Man, my old girl tweeted on me with Ocho Cinco. Nigga, why the fuck we need to know that? You excited?
That's weird.
Is this?
I ain't never.
He was giving him his props.
That's weird.
He was saying,
that's the same thing I was saying in reverse.
Exactly. So
he felt like because his girl cheated on him with whoever the fuck, it made him look like, oh, look at me. I was fucking with somebody
that
this person would want to fuck.
That's what he was trying to do.
That's what I'm saying.
That shit is so weird to me.
But we're still saying that that's some
cap ass,
weak ass.
That's basically what he
was
trying
to do.
Whole time, these niggas got low bars too. All these celebrity niggas.
Niggas be getting on my nerves.
that's what it boils down to.
Most of y'all really be like acting like
bitches.
Real hoes.
Okay.
I really think to clarify what you said.
Y'all are the real hoes.
You gotta be specific.
What are you about to say?
The roles have changed over for real.
I'm just saying, like, the greater percentage of niggas.
But do you understand that it's three women talking? Y'all talking about 12 niggas in total.
Shit, no more niggas don't open the door.
Well,
niggas don't give flowers, niggas don't give tissues, niggas don't give tissues. They want a nigga to lay his jacket over a puddle like it's the 1980s.
So you can cheat. So you can cheat on a nigga that asked you for gas money.
No, ain't nothing wrong with that.
That shit is outdated. Y'all want to be city girls and want old school niggas.
Who want to be city girls?
Y'all want to be city girls with old school niggas.
That's y'all problem. That's y'all problem.
Am I lying? It matters. Am I lying? They want to be city girls with old school and meet old school niggas. Niggas ain't acting like that.
Everybody don't
want to
be city girls. Man. Y'all the one. Y'all.
You are a city girl.
I ain't no damn city girl.
Did you cheat on your nigga?
I'm not a city girl. I'm a country girl.
Your story is the last. You a city girl. Roll the tape. Roll the last. Play. Stop this episode right here. Roll the last episode and come back to this part.
You cheated. After he cheated first, then I cheated. So
you cheated back.
Get back in.
Yes.
That's what's supposed to happen.
Exactly. Right.
She cheated first. She changed her story. Go back to watch the last episode.
As she should. If he cheated first,
look,
she probably cheated back.
Keep it 1,000. If you fucking with somebody and you find somebody better, you fucking with them. That's just the game. I'm not about to just keep passing to all these greater people and you ain't fucking the greatest. If I'm fucking with you and I meet a better bitch, I'm leaving. And call it cheating or whatever. I'm out of there. Bye.
Damn.
Those are facts.
Damn.
Where's the lawyer?
I rest my case.
But I've had before.
I think women.
You ain't never cheated.
I never cheated.
Real men go fuck off and come back. You know what I'm
saying? I never cheated on nobody else.
Go fuck off.
Yeah.
I'm leaving. If it's good enough to fuck off,
I always
been
that ass nigga.
Jalee!
I up and leave like that.
Jalee!
That's what get you like.
That's what I'm saying. When you tell them, hey, I'm mad for the bitch, I'm about to leave. Come
you
on.
You find out that other bitch.
And niggas really be doing that. Niggas be like, I gotta go.
No, you. Which one do you want? Do you want the nigga to keep it real, or you want me to like, hey, I'm just fucking around until you catch me, then I'm leaving,
That's what I'm saying. More women are more loyal. Yeah, we are. We too loyal, because I break up with a nigga before I cheat on him. I never cheated on nobody that I've been
in a relationship. And I think a lot of women get to just
y'all gotta understand that
say whatever the fuck about niggas, because like, do you understand that you talking about the niggas you fucked with, the niggas you fucked with, the niggas you fucked with? That's why I said between all of y'all probably talking about a total of 12 niggas. It's millions of niggas out here who don't give a fuck about none of this shit.
No, you talking about 12 niggas.
I'm talking
about 12 niggas. Like,
you might have like three, four ex-boyfriends who wasn't shit. She got four that ain't shit, and she might have had four or five niggas who wasn't shit.
Yeah, but all
talking
to niggas that ain't shit, and we hear
that's
that.
That's
enough,
we talk,
yeah, like, we
know it's different.
Do you want me to sit here and tell you about my pains and struggles with the terrible women I've encountered? I'm not out here saying all women are bad. I'm like, look, the ones that I fuck with,
what
the
fuck is
it? What? I'm still going to go out here looking.
Wait a minute, hold on, wait, pause. JoJo, what?
I said the women are terrible because of y'all. Y'all gotta understand,
so
women
she
are
wasn't terrible when I met her.
Women,
no, she was terrible when I met her.
There was another nigga before you that made her the way she is.
So you gonna tell me it's people out here being shit from the ghost of the people who they used to fuck with?
No. I'm saying those are people that they too emotional. Them the bitches. That's what I'm talking about. They sit here and they feel like everybody they go with or talk to, they gotta be
responsible. Hold on. What you say?
It seemed like them the bitches that I'm talking about, that they talk to people and they have to be a reflection of the people that they done dated. Like, if I date somebody and he wasn't shit, that don't mean that I'm not going to be shit. I don't reflect on what somebody done to
me. That's what I'm saying. So check this out. Let's just all agree that we done dealt with some people that wasn't shit, right?
Yeah.
And that don't affect how the fuck I'm going to act. Because
I never cheated on a not shit nigga. I still did me and I broke up with him and did my thing.
This
is
the thing I'm trying to say. It's a lot of niggas who just don't just say niggas ain't shit. Because I'm a nigga. Every time a nigga did some fucked up shit to you, it's because he saw some shit or felt like, okay, I could do this type of shit because this how she made me feel when she did this type of shit. Everything a nigga do is just not because, oh, niggas is terrible, so let me think of some terrible shit to put her through.
No, what I feel like, most niggas don't care about the consequences, and women do.
But check this out.
So therefore, y'all will go cheat first, or y'll do things because y'all will know that we'll forgive first before y'all. So
do you not understand that when a nigga making these type of decisions that you quote-unquote saying are fucked up, he don't give a fuck if you forgive or not? He don't give a fuck about that. Like, niggas, niggas not basing the decisions they make off of how you gonna respond to them.
I know, because you don't care, and that's the thing.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the point.
That's what I'm telling you.
That's the reason why it's a problem
because we take that serious, and then it's like, okay, if we know we gonna do something, we're gonna think twice about it, because we know 9 times out of 10 the nigga might not forgive us like we gonna forget him.
I think y'all not recognizing at what point a nigga not taking you serious. It probably go back to some of the shit that you was talking about earlier. You had introduced this nigga to 4 or 5 niggas. He like, I don't give a fuck. I'm not serious about this shit.
Yeah.
I'll put this shit right in her face. I fuck all 3 of her homegirls since everybody friendly.
Y'all
like,
gonna go on a date with a female.
It's not a date, but see, most niggas don't niggas be on dates.
Okay, so
y'all be,
hold
on, wait, let me clarify something.
Dinner.
The average nigga, how you saying a date, he not looking at that shit like a date. You'll bust in and see the nigga like, oh, he on
but
a date.
But you'll look at
no,
it like a
nigga
date.
Like, I'm about to go eat with this little chick,
on,
and if she giving me the
hold
right
on,
energy,
that's not a date.
I'm gonna fuck with her.
That's not a date.
But if we go out and eat and then she talking that, all of this shit, nigga be like, hey, yo, I'll be back in the streets right after this.
Oh, you talking about that homie I seen you with? Oh, so y'all was on a little date or something. Okay, well, you go fuck with that nigga. You continue to fuck. Y'all will see him leave us.
You saying y'all for 9 million people off the actions of
that's
one
what I'm
nigga.
Saying.
No,
that nigga
right,
that you
that's
talking
what y'all
about,
do.
He left.
We just said a ratio. We know every nigga
in the world.
Bad. We know that, but we feel like every woman
every woman in the world.
I feel like you gotta approach every nigga that you deal with differently. There is no one way to deal with any nigga.
That's true. That's just overall,
some nigga. That's what I'm saying.
Y'all looking at us like we city girls, and we ain't city girls.
Okay. He said
we know for a fact you is.
That's what I'm trying to say.
You have city girl quality.
Tell you. That might, that's him. He said,
what's your definition of city girl?
Yes, you are city girl for cheating. Yes.
No, that's crazy. City girl is out here thotting and bopping and flying out and fucking this nigga and doing this and doing that.
Don't say nothing because you're going to convince them that that's what we think. Don't, he's not speaking for me.
And that's what I was getting to, because he just got through talking about
it. Now, he's going
to
sit here and get you all riled up, and you're going to think that all the niggas in this room feel like that. And that's exactly the point that I'm trying to make. Every nigga that you deal with ain't the same nigga.
Or
you
just because niggas say, y'all been dealing with ain't
since
shit.
Niggas do this, this is how I'm going to respond to men responding.
Is you single now?
I have two.
I'm single by choice. Not by force. I'm single by choice. I didn't have
so a was your last nigga a good nigga?
No. When the last time a nigga asked you to be his woman?
Like 2 years ago. They asked to be married.
So what? Then what? You ain't made the playoffs in 2 years?
I moved away.
Okay. So what that mean? You, if you got juice, you got juice everywhere.
Where have you lived? Like, you was in Mississippi when this happened?
Yeah, when I was in a real relationship.
Oh, okay.
But, okay, so I mean, I've been...
What's your definition of a real relationship? When was the last time you was in a fake one?
I don't even know.
Nigga, I feel like nigga paid you to be in a relationship before. You got a sugar daddy, huh?
Damn, I look like I need a sugar daddy.
You're just saying anything at this point.
But, I mean, I was in a relationship with somebody for about a year while I was here.
But that's a fake one.
It was a fake one.
What's a fake relationship?
A fake one is when you find out that they just not who they said it was, and they just
I ain't gonna say it was fake.
That nigga was exactly who you said he was. They find out he had three
balls. JoJo, what's a fake relationship?
All right, so a fake relationship is basically you and this guy, y'all like each other, and you really, really love each other. Y'all want to make it work, but y'all can't really make it work. And
that's a lot of what the fuck is that?
Let me tell you what
a
fake relationship is.
Like, Courtney, what the fuck is a fake relationship? Clay State, what's up? Come on, Southside.
When you thinking y'all in the... Eastside. When you thinking y'all in a relationship, and then you find out he got a relationship, that's fake. Because what the hell did we have?
Both of us
what the hell
you
was that?
You was an entanglement.
No, that's
was,
a fake relationship.
Was
no, it wasn't
you
a fake relationship. The love wasn't there. It was more that both of us had too much stuff going on to the point that we could not focus.
That's
on.
Not a fake relationship. The timing just wasn't right.
No, no, no.
It's
a fake relationship.
A fake relationship
is time wasted. That's a
fake
ass relationship.
But it wasn't time wasted. Like, we was good.
I mean, time wasted within, like, trying to.
Y'all don't know what the fuck a fake relationship is. That's what I'm getting at.
I don't think that's a fake relationship. You're trying to make it and it just don't work. That's not fake.
That's because I had so much stuff going on. That person had so much going on.
But that's not a fake relationship.
We're not saying fake as in phony ass relationship.
No, I know that.
When you're talking about your girls or whatever,
down the line, I find out that you're not ready. You want to say, oh, I'm not ready to build yet. So what the fuck you
come? Exactly. And that's why
you were stabbing a nigga before, huh?
Yeah, you can tell.
No, but listen, though. If you're not ready for a female, why come bother her and be like,
because her ass fat. Fuck you mean?
All right. And that's the problem. Like, no.
That's not a problem.
You know y'all don't take stuff like that serious. That can fuck
what,
me.
What do you mean take it serious?
We do.
Y'all right. Play with females
like
freaking.
Every time I get in a relationship, I can't never focus on me.
What does that mean?
Because I
how does being in the relationship take
because
you away
being tuned
from
to what that person got going on? It's like you just be
you
like,
too wrapped up in a nigga.
Because yeah.
Ain't nobody told you to get wrapped up in a nigga.
But with women, they don't love hard.
Man, fuck that. You can be in a successful relationship. You can be in a successful relationship and work on your yourself. You're not gonna put that on niggas.
Hold on. Wait. Cause I'm lost.
Wait. We need clarification. Flag on the plate.
JoJo, what the fuck does love hard mean? No, they said women love hard.
We do.
What does that mean?
Love hard.
Recording. Yeah.
Because I feel like that's just some popular shit to say. What is the actual?
Loving
what do you
hard
mean
is
by
say your definition. I'm gonna say my definition.
Putting yourself before. I mean, putting you before you put yourself. Like they would do everything for you, put you before themselves. The way they think, they all that shit.
Okay, so let
they
me point.
They gonna care for you.
Can
first.
I point out something? I'm not cutting you off, but can I just point out one thing?
I got you.
Have you ever noticed that people who always do fucked up shit in relationships, that number one excuse is, I just love hard. So if you love me so goddamn hard, why I can't break up with you then?
Why every time I disagree with you, you gotta tell some shit. You gotta act a goddamn fool. We gotta make a scene. We gotta call the police. Every time I disagree with you. But you love me. You the number one person who doing the damage in my life. Because you love hard.
The reason why I said that, because in relationships, you start moving to try to protect that person. So, like, if you, like, as a model, and I do videos, if I'm in a relationship, it's certain things that I'm gonna try not to avoid so I wouldn't offend or be disrespectful to my mate.
Listen, that nigga got with you. That nigga got with you when you was doing that shit.
But I'm telling you,
he need to accept that shit.
And that's how I felt. But when I was in my last relationship, a nigga was mad because I was in a video. He was like,
"How you mad at a bad bitch for being a bad bitch? He was with you before that shit." Yeah,
that's what I kept saying.
That was your fault for accepting that shit. You gave that nigga leeway to think that he was right.
No, it what it was. No, that's why we broke up. Because what it was, when I was with him, I was spending more time with him until everything started kicking off. And then once everything started kicking off, he was looking like, "Oh, I thought you said you act and you do this."
If you can't be with a bad bitch, do not get with a bad bitch.
I'm like, but exactly. I'm like, you met me as a model, so what you expect?
That's like a nigga getting with a chick that do OnlyFans and get mad that she on OnlyFans. You knew she was who she was before you got here, my nigga. That nigga, that was on the welcome. Welcome sign. Fuck you mean?
So that one, what? Okay, so you telling that story. What does that one nigga have to do with everybody else?
Nothing.
Just mean that's how all niggas gonna be.
I never said that's how all niggas, but it made me rethink about being in a relationship because I don't want to sit here and go through. Once you fall in love, you feel like every time I'm at a video, if a nigga sit here then slapped on my ass because we doing a video, you getting, oh, that nigga feeling on you, he doing this, you doing the extra.
I don't, look, this is not a picture of myself, but if I'm with a girl that does that shit before I got with her, I'm not going to be mad that she's still doing that shit. Exactly. You want her to stop being who she was because you're here?
Yeah. You feel more free when you in the video and saying nigga hit your ass. Like, okay, I ain't got to go home to no nigga tripping or even bringing that up. Even if
because
he don't trip.
Because they see side videos, they're going to be like, what y'all got going on?
Okay.
I'm like, no, I never had.
Niggas going to think
y'all
like
just got to stop dealing with these fucking losers and find the right motherfuckers
to deal
with.
I wish it was so easy.
I'm not saying that it's all
of you. It's hard.
You got a number to be up. You got a number to
be up. The anti-loser. Anti-loser.
That's the whole point. Niggas say they cool and would talk to a stripper and be right. Mad.
There is no such thing as doing perfect. Wait.
That's all we saying.
There is no nigga that's going to do right. The nigga that you're going to be the happiest with is going to be the nigga that does the most right. The nigga who does the most shit that you do like, that you can tolerate the shit that you don't like, that's who you're going to be
happy
with.
And the niggas got to understand that there's going to be women that feel the same way and going to do the same shit.
But listen, it's a lot of niggas out here that don't understand anything.
They don't know what the fuck going on.
They don't have no sense of conscience, of time, of nothing. They don't respect nothing. They don't cherish nothing. Those are the niggas that y'all love the most. Not you saying y'all in this room, but that those are the niggas that y'all feel that could convince y'all that this shit is real. And when you find out that this shit not real, the niggas that you fuck with after that catch all the hell. We end up in the room with y'all yelling at us about some shit a nigga did to you in high school. That shit is old.
It don't even be high school.
But I'm just saying.
I just don't be giving a fuck.
It's a combination of all the wrongs that niggas did.
But I don't be caring. I don't even be tripping. PTSD. It be niggas be like, why you ain't call me back? Why you ain't do this? Like, you doing too much.
But check this out. Even the best nigga you had out of all these niggas you fuck with, you don't like him either. So what's the point? What were you yelling about?
The best nigga I had.
You don't like
him. You broke up with him. He gone.
You don't fuck with him no more.
Because he was doing too much.
Exactly.
So you don't like.
Look, so even the best nigga
because
you ever had was doing too much.
Because he did not accept me. And if you cannot accept me.
Wait, that was the nigga that was mad at the videos? That was the best nigga you had?
Wait. This is the nigga who you said was your best nigga. Out of all the niggas you ever fucked with.
He really wasn't my best nigga.
You just said
that. Why did you pick him then? I'm saying, out of all the niggas you ever dealt with, if they was in the room and you had to pick one winner, a first place, you don't even fuck with him. He did some shit wrong. So that's what I'm telling you. Even your best nigga was flawed.
That's true, though.
The best shit you ever had was a little bit fucked up. He can't nobody
but
be perfect.
But ain't nobody perfect, though. Even
but that's what I'm saying. You'll leave the best nigga you had for that little bit of fucked up.
Nah, I never left nobody for no little
bit. Where is he now?
home.
Exactly. That's your nigga now.
I'm weak as fuck at home.
Well, I got. I
just, hold up. Is you saying that because that's your current nigga and he got to be your best nigga by default? But what I'm saying is, out of all the people you ever fucked with, if they was in this room and you had to give a trophy to the best one, like the one who hurt you the least and did the most for you and made sure you, they and showed you that they loved you, mm-hmm. they were still a little bit fucked up. Mm-hmm. And that's the bet. And that's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
So if you had to pick all over again to fuck with all these people, you done made the wrong decisions and the right ones. The best one still is fucked up, and you
it's
can't win.
It's all about your tolerance level, like exactly. your pain level, you know, with a
so you would rather risk that little bit of fucked up. Hold up, you would take that little bit of fucked up.
It is, and I'm still
and try to risk
on.
The whole world trying to find something better than just that little bit that you didn't like.
So are you going to take that little bit
sense.
Of fucked up?
That's true.
I mean, yeah, because I'm a little fucked up. So you gotta, I gotta take a little fucked up because I might be a little fucked up to him.
What's your fucked up?
And then as soon as
I'm
you
very
do some fucked up shit,
I ain't gonna, I'm stubborn. I'm not
you're an asshole.
Do you understand that you somebody's trauma just like these niggas is yours? It's some niggas somewhere who can't stand you for the same reasons that you can't stand
me. I know. They always told me.
You the villain in somebody else's story.
Exactly.
So how the fuck you mad at them?
I'm not mad at them. I'm like, go ahead.
That's just how the game go. You gotta
I'm like, go ahead. I don't care. That's the
ain't
reason why they
bad.
Mad.
Just
okay.
Don't
all right. So we all agree that we done all fucked up
I
one time.
Care.
So look. Yeah. So in order to change that, we just got to be better motherfuckers moving forward. Like, I understand that y'all probably all done dealt with niggas or bitches or whoever what shit we all have is what I'm saying, but the way that we treat each other moving forward, we can't just be dwelling on what the last motherfucker did, cause we that's the reason
but
why
how
we
can
live.
You
really
learn
dwelling.
From the last mistake look how can you be
look,
like I ain't gonna let
that's
a nigga
all
you
that
when a girl get listen when a girl look. Get fucked up she be like oh I can't let a nigga do like that do me like that
so that's gonna fuck you
can't.
Up to the rest of the
so
world
make
but
sure
that red
sure
flag
I don't let that happen
okay
no
so check this out
red flag anything
okay so
that's like a motherfucker cross you over with some money or anything. Somebody
that
try to do
wait,
the same
this
way,
is
and
the,
you're gonna be like, oh,
this
I'm
is
not
the
fucking
one thing that's
exactly.
missing out this whole
exactly
equation.
What it is.
It's accountability. If you see a fucking cycle going on anywhere else in your life, you gonna fucking change something.
Exactly.
Why don't you change some shit when it comes to relationships?
But shit, we
so
young.
If every nigga that you fuck
we.
With lie to you and cheat
but
on
in
you,
order
what
to
the
have,
fuck does that
yeah,
tell
you?
Sometimes not being with a motherfucker is the best teacher that you can have. You need to sit, hey, if you go in the game and you missing every shot, sometimes you need to sit down and watch and see what the fuck going on.
Exactly.
Pull yourself out. Everybody ain't motherfucking wrong. If every nigga that you come in contact with is doing the same shit at the same point of the relationship, you need to check what the fuck you got going on.
And
every nigga lie to you, you need to tell yourself, I need to stop believing every motherfucker.
It's kind
of
like if you got
every nigga cheat on you, you need to do this.
Hold on, listen, Jen,
why
are they
cheating on me?
But when we don't
listen, hold on, it's kind of like if you got an iPhone and your shit and you plug all your shit in and none of that shit charging. Nigga, something wrong with the phone, my nigga.
But when we try to stop ourselves out the game and not believe a motherfucker. We need
we
to stop.
We need to stop having drama and shit.
You like, what
the hell?
What the hell do we need to do?
Fuck that. Let me get to the next question. Because goddamn, y'all was about to fight each other. Bro.
They said to
we got chicken. Y'all want some chicken? Y'all want
to
calm down? We got the chicken.
You got to do different shit to get different results. They're just plain and simple.
All right, so, Carlo, I got a question for you, right?
Bruh.
I got a question for you, Carlos.
I don't even know.
I'm
over here shocked.
Carlos, you got 5 comedians at a table. You got to pick 2, and you and the other 2 got to roast the other 3. Your options is Cat Williams, LaVell Crawford.
That's the question you come
yes.
up with.
Kevin Hart, Michael Blassie, and Mike Epps. Who are them 2 you picking?
Man, the me versus all of them, because comedians, when I know all of them, and they all my homies, man. It's going to be a one man, everybody for themselves. It don't work like that.
In this hypothetical scenario.
In the hypothetical scenario, it's still going to be the real answer. That's it. Because that has already happened in my life. That's not even hypothetical.
Like, not even on camera?
It would never
the best
be
shit
camera.
Happens off camera.
Exactly.
Because Fabo and Chris Brown got a dance battle. Whoa. That Fabo told me about, so I got to extend my belief on that motherfucker. I don't know if it really happened.
I didn't know that.
That shit was funny.
I got to suspend belief on that motherfucker. I don't know if it really happened. But that's your answer?
Yeah, man. It'll be fine. It'll be everybody for themselves.
Well, who would come forward with the win in that one?
It depends on how much time it was.
Nah, impromptu.
I don't know. It'll be even.
Even?
It'll be
even. Like, even if you watched it, you'd be like, y'all niggas crazy. You couldn't. It wouldn't be like, no. Somebody fucked up and lost. It wouldn't be. Can nobody at that?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. It'd be. It's
a
draw.
Of talent is just
yeah.
There.
Like
just,
nobody could.
Because everybody. It wouldn't
everybody
be. Everybody
equally funny.
It wouldn't be one clear winner.
Mm. Yeah.
Because like all of them bitches, every joke gonna be like boom, boom, boom.
Just like
boom, boom.
All them be on the thing. They be.
Yeah.
Just,
so
everybody be funny.
Yeah, it will.
Does everybody be fine?
Everybody be fine.
Finish here.
Feed off each other. If you can
yeah, they feed
off,
feed
each
off
other,
and
everybody win.
Yeah.
Okay. But like the whole part, the whole damn magic of the comedy though is seeing all of that at once. Like, it's not that type of thing.
Do you believe there could be a comedy versus? I know niggas is doing versus right now.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Because people are different kinds of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's funny. Some motherfuckers that we laugh at because they silly. Like if they tried to do stand up, it wouldn't be
it
funny.
Wouldn't be it.
Like it's, and that's what
I agree with that because I couldn't see Drewski doing stand up
at all. I should see myself doing stand up, but it's scary.
The shit that we like him so for.
You're not funny as fuck though in real life.
Okay.
But like
who? Me.
I'm just saying, like he's so good at what he do.
I wouldn't
want to change his platform. Like I like to see him do his shit.
Drewski's funny as fuck.
So I wouldn't want him to try to like change what the fuck he do to try to fit it into the. Like,
but I feel like too many people try to do that shit. Like they was funny on Instagram or social media, and then they tried to transition into the stand up shit. It's cool being funny with 15 seconds to a minute, but when you got to be funny for 30 seconds to 30 minutes to an hour. Then it's goddamn.
But see, this is the thing about it. That's exactly what I'm saying.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
If you got on stage and you did what the fuck that people liked you for, then it's not. Like, say for instance, you were an Instagram comedian and people know you for doing 1 minute sketches that's funny. That means you got 30 minutes. You got to do this shit 30 times what you've been doing. Don't try to say, okay, now that I'm going to go do stand-up comedy, let me try to do stand-up comedy. Do what people already love you for. That's the reason they bought the ticket.
Right.
So say, for instance, you fucking become a stand-up comedian. And then you up there, you really working and you getting better and you getting better and you getting better. The people who coming to see you, they're going to be like, man, I ain't really come to see you try to do stand-up. Man, I came to see what I love you for.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Right. Like, why would you change your platform?
Niggas have...
You going to struggle not, if you're trying to do a brand new thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. It's not the social media shit to the stand-up shit that be fucking niggas up. It'd be the social media shit to the music shit. I followed you to see skits.
Right.
I don't want to hear your music.
Okay. Why not?
Wait.
But then you're not a fan.
I'm a fan of your skits.
No, what I'm saying is if you're a fan of the person or the art, is the difference. If you're a fan of the art.
And I'm, I'm going to throw this out here. And
people
and
who
I'm
are
not,
a fan of the person, and don't support everything that you do after that.
Man.
So if you fucking do this show.
Wait.
So if you do this show and motherfuckers love you for doing this show, and you say, hey, man, fuck with me and buy some merch. Man, we ain't come here to buy your merch.
that's different. Your merch hard.
No.
The merch got to be hard.
But that's the same
thing. Is the merch some bullshit?
So if you get...
Is the merch some bullshit?
So if you get 10 million followers on this bitch and you like, man, deep in my... I know that I can sing. Even if I can't, I want to. It's gonna be 2 million of them motherfuckers say, hey, bro, do your thing.
Exactly.
Because I fuck with you like that. It's gonna be 8 million niggas. Man, that shit garbage is fucked. They gonna watch every episode to tell you, I don't fuck with this other shit that you do.
But just like you just said, if you came to somebody to watch them do what they do, and then they start doing stand-up because they want to be a stand-up person, and you like,
What if they don't want to be a stand-up person? What if they was just reading them comments every day? Some motherfucker, million motherfuckers, do stand-up. You should do stand-up.
Man, you gotta be true with yourself.
What's the next thing that you can do?
I'm gonna be a stripper. But.
So they gonna say, oh, you're only funny on Instagram. Oh, no, I'm not. Come see me when I do. When I'm on the comedy show with comedians that y'all said was funny, or niggas who y'all told me it was funny.
So did you know you could do the stand up? Did y'all do the shit in? I know shit was crazy in Florida this weekend. Did y'all do the shit in Florida?
Yeah, and we rocked that bitch. What you mean? Did we do it?
It's a pandemic.
What was gonna stop it?
Some shit did get canceled.
Yeah, we took a COVID test and everything. I took one before I came in.
So did you know you'd have that transition into the stand up shit?
Hey, what you mean? I started out doing stand up. The internet came after I was doing stand up.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, well, I've been doing stand up for a long ass time, my boy.
Okay, and niggas fucking with that shit.
They, I appreciate it.
But I'm.
It's still niggas who tell me, hey man, you ain't this. And you ain't like, bro, I don't give a
but
fuck.
I feel like your shit, but I feel like your shit is different because there haven't been too many. Like, I don't think you blew up on the Carlos Miller skit shit.
Hey man. I blew up when I ain't have to go to work every day. That's blowing up to me. What is blowing? Like, that's the thing. About,
what is
it's all up? About how please you look at this shit.
Blowing up is personal.
It's all about exactly. Your personal. Because
it's people that think I blew up and I'm still doing the fuck out of every day.
That's what I'm telling you, man. Like, if you start believing that shit, then believe it. But blowing up is...
It ain't even got no definition for me.
Exactly. If you can get up and do what you want to do every motherfucking day, man. And you got to ask nobody for nothing and your life is
good
and you
I can feel.
Feed yourself, I don't give a fuck what you're doing. I don't care for what you're doing. Keep doing that shit. You are not living. You live when you living on your own terms. That's blowing up.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
I'm telling you.
I came from Mississippi. I graduated with two master's degrees.
That's the really shit.
Delta State and Regent University and Nova.
You an educated
motherfucker. So I went to school, worked for the government, worked as a scientist.
You feel me?
You know what I'm saying?
Like that shit different. You can always you certified in that field. So you feel what I'm saying? You can turn that off and turn it on when you get ready. You living on your own terms.
I'm living on my own terms, doing what I want to do.
Exactly.
I guess everybody think blowing up is being a celebrity.
And it's going to be some people who going
to... It ain't no bargain.
If you able to sit here and provide, doing what you love to do, and it's providing you a safety net, then you done already blew up. That's your career. That's a real job.
I feel like it's niggas that are on that feel like they haven't blown up for themselves personally, and that's what matters. If you ain't reached your personal goal,
they ain't blowing up. It's the motherfuckers who trying to impress other motherfuckers. It ain't.
But you could be trying to impress your. You could be trying to reach your own goals and feel like you're not there yet.
Hey man, if you sit around and let people tell you about the shit you ain't done yet,
you know what you're trying to get to. So if I know that I'm trying to get to 1 million followers on Instagram, that's not for me.
But that's your personal goal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So yeah. I may be at 9 million, and you may think, oh, that nigga the shit. But in my eyes, mm-hmm. I don't think I'm there yet.
Okay, so what's gonna happen? You just gonna sit there and wait on 1 million followers to come?
That's the first thing I thought about. Like, as an example, that was my bar.
But that,
niggas' bars are different.
If that's a real goal, you gotta be active in pursuing that shit. You can't just say, I just make this shit until it happens.
Right.
Like, why you ain't on the show promoting that's what you want? Because you scared that niggas gonna tell you that you're not gonna get it?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll sit there and be like, nigga, fuck you, bitch ass nigga. You'll sit there and respond to all them niggas. That after 8 months of them saying that shit, you'll put more energy into defending why you want it than actually getting it.
I'm pretty loud about my goals.
Cause we've been sitting here this long. You ain't said, hey, make sure you subscribe, follow, blah, blah. I'm trying to get that million, man. Y'all fuck with me.
Well, I'm trying to get that million.
That wasn't for me.
Okay.
So look,
by
the way that even came up when you were saying, like you said, that's a personal goal for you. So the niggas who already been talking shit already gonna feel like your shit ain't validated until what?
You get the million.
Exactly. So you ain't successful when you get 800,000 or 700,000 or 900,000. You ain't going to even be able to properly celebrate this shit because you're going to let all these niggas get in your head and tell you you ain't this shit.
Well, that's why you got to make your own goals. You can't let people make goals for you.
Right.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You got to make your own goals. So if my goals that's not some shit I'm going to tell everybody, but this shit in my head, I'm like, okay, this is what I'm trying
to
get to.
If your goal is to have 1 million followers, that's exactly what the fuck you got to do.
You got
to
promote that shit.
That shit can't be no secret, nigga. You got to tell everybody, literally.
Man, I need 1 million followers. I need 3,000 more. Come on through.
Yeah, man, don't make this shit hard on yourself. Yeah.
But it's hard coming from a small town, though, because especially if you don't have nobody that's really the role model there. Like, in Atlanta, you have so many people that you can kind of look up and kind of, like, go and trail behind. But, like, coming from Mississippi, we don't really have too many people we can do that from.
But I feel
our people don't really believe in... That it can happen, you know.
But
what
I feel like in Atlanta. But I feel like in Atlanta, niggas be their own role model. Cause I was like, when I was doing my shit, like I just started doing this shit like a year ago. But it wasn't no shit I was looking at anybody else and saying like, okay, well I need to model my shit after this. I was like, if niggas not gonna give me give me an opportunity, I'm gonna make my own opportunity.
Who, I mean, that's who, how I was, but what
why
I'm saying
why you
is,
feel like niggas supposed to give you opportunity?
Because when you young, you think
that don't have shit to do with, well, I'm asking
really
you a question.
You what's your question?
Would a nigga give you an opportunity? And your first response would, because when you young, them the motherfuckers that you don't give opportunities to, you don't let your 16.
When you're young, you don't know that shit.
When you're young, you don't know shit. When you don't let your 16-year-old cousin drive your new shit, why? Because you're young. That's exactly why niggas ain't giving out shit. Because opportunities are to be created.
Opportunities can also be like opening the door for opportunities. Like putting a nigga on game is what I'm saying. Right. That don't cost you shit. But from where I'm from, niggas will not teach you the game. They'll know the whole game, but won't teach it to you because they don't want you to succeed.
Do you not understand that? That's a threat.
People what's going on.
That is a threat. When people feel like you have more than them and you talking down to them, that makes you a target. So the same way that you can sit here and say, man, that nigga done got all that money doing this and this and that, and he ain't put nobody on, that make you a target. Niggas don't know that you might be working up to your first million followers.
Exactly.
And you ain't even made no money yet until you reach this certain platform. But if you look like or they feel like you done got to a certain point and you ain't gave them nothing, that's when you become a target, and that's why our community is suffering.
We talking about certain people. I'm not talking about everybody.
I'm talking about the little nigga that you see all the time at the corner store
who trying to get on with how certain shit work. You in the industry, and he want to know a little something.
But that's what I'm saying.
You telling him something.
But you
got
to do your own research, too, now.
But
like,
that's exactly where motherfuckers is getting fucked up.
I'm not saying that they
it's
not.
It's the same thing that go back to.
Hold on.
It's the same thing that you
was asking.
The whole mindset of this shit. It's the same way a motherfucker's man saying, oh, I'm a nice man, you should talk to me. Mm-hmm. You ain't
you
went through the process. Just because you stood in the liquor store and tried to sell this shit motherfucking hand
supposed
to hand,
to buy,
that don't
no.
make that don't obligate you to shit.
Period. I agree.
You get what I'm saying? That's why the community is fucked up. It's because motherfuckers think, oh, I do this. Mm-hmm. Oh, I be with these people. Mm-hmm. Oh, I done did this, so you should give me this kind of respect. Mm-hmm. You should talk to me. You should treat me. Bruh, who the fuck is you?
Right. What have you
You ain't do that shit over here.
Exactly. Mm-mm.
That's why we get fucked up when niggas go from out of town and be like, nigga, we from over this way and this how we do it. But nigga, we from down here and you about to be in the goddamn news if you disrespect my mama like that again. Calling that lady at the door a bitch. Because over here, we don't even get down like this.
Not shit.
You get what I'm saying? It ain't, don't none of this shit obligate you to nothing.
No, I'm not saying people are obligated to
some people
put you
do.
On.
Some people do feel obligated.
Some people do feel like, no, listen. I know some people who feel like obligated to be put in situations because of knowing certain people or whatever. I get that. That's the problem. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what about the nigga who got all the sense, all the knowledge, and keeping that shit to himself because he don't want to help you. He don't want to put you on.
How you
he don't
think
want
he
you
got
to
it?
Move.
I'm
he don't
what
want
I'm
you
saying.
To motivate.
Wait. How you think he got it?
My thing is he could have worked for it and he could have did that, but some people...
And a lot
people's lives are different. You don't know what this person going through.
So he got so he got to be penalized. He got to pay the penalty for what somebody else
doesn't have. But if your reasonings behind not trying to bring me uplift another nigga is because you don't want that nigga to outshine you and you don't want that nigga to be put on, then that's a problem.
That
sounds
like one specific situation and it ain't no universal answer for that.
No, what I'm saying
niggas
is
do be holding niggas
either
back.
Way.
Niggas
I do
be look
like,
at it on
no,
this side,
I do
look
okay.
at it over there.
So let me ask you this.
I do feel like certain niggas do hold people back,
so
but at
that
the same
means
time,
you believe
you
that another nigga can
too.
Do something for you.
I'm not saying the nigga gotta put you in a position to win.
A nigga can't do nothing for me.
Exactly.
That's what I'm telling you.
Like
it ain't nothing. It ain't no nigga that's stopping me from doing nothing I want to do. I'm not waiting on the nigga to say. Wait. I'm not in the entertainment business saying I'm waiting on the nigga to say, okay, now you're good enough to be over here with me.
Mm-mm.
What the? How is this a problem?
I feel like once everybody start doing the shit for them, you know what I'm saying?
So you're saying the reason that most motherfuckers ain't on is because somebody ain't put them on?
No, that's not
the But niggas will make that the reason.
That's
niggas will make
that
the
no,
reason.
I'm
not in that position because they didn't give me A, B, and C. Niggas will say that.
That's what I'm saying. So you trying to tell me all the niggas who you could sit there and say, oh, they have this much, so they should do this for me.
No,
they're
I
in
do
the,
feel like.
How do you think
no.
those people got
I
in that position?
Like every relationship need to be kind of beneficial. I done had several friends before. I never asked them for anything, but they don't care about asking me for things. So it's like, where am I winning?
What's the benefit of fucking with you if you don't have nothing? What can I? How can
the person doesn't know like, to have
so if you think a motherfucker just gonna show up with a bag of money and be like, oh, you're successful. Oh, you did everything right and you're just gonna be successful now.
Okay, let me paint the picture. So say I'm working in radio, right? And I got a homegirl who work in radio.
Okay.
I just got out of school, I'm doing an internship at a radio at a radio station. Now I'm looking for a job in radio. She works at a radio station.
Okay.
Okay, this is my homegirl.
Okay.
She'll never say shit to nobody about you. I'm good as fuck. I work hard, worked hard, but, still working hard.
But look though.
My homegirl works at a radio station. And she'll never tell them if I had anything going on.
Whose fault is that?
I'm saying, like, if she don't do that, I'm going to be like, damn, like, you my girl. The least you could do is...
No, I would take my resume to where she working.
No. Listen, that's I'm not just saying what I'm going to do.
I'm saying is the mentality
of that situation. Just if somebody has that mentality in a situation like that makes them wrong.
Okay, so check this out. So if he go, say for instance, tomorrow, that he, I find out he the manager at the motherfucking BMW dealership.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my dog. I've been knowing him since we were little. And I know he the manager over there. And I know he about to get a promotion and shit. And I show up at his shit and be like, damn, bro, you knew I wanted one of these motherfuckers. Why you ain't told these folk that I want one?
That's a gift. I'm talking about putting
it's
you
It's not
on.
A gift.
I'm talking
you
about-
have, it's the same desire. You want something out of that situation and you feel like just because that's your dog, they supposed to give it to you?
You got, gonna expect your nigga to...
I don't... That's what I've been saying this whole time. I don't expect nothing from no nigga. That's just like if I find out this nigga work at the motherfucking Houston. Like, I'm supposed to just get free food when I show up in there because that's my dog?
What I'm saying is you, your homeboy pull up on you and he pull up on with some food, right? You gonna be like, damn, bro. You ain't bring me no food.
No, because that nigga ain't obligated to be sitting in that line ordering food like, hey,
that's,
I'm about to go over Carlos' house. I know
like
that nigga
like
love
that.
To eat here.
I don't like that.
Look,
I'm just saying.
Wait. All I've been saying this whole time is you giving other people too much importance. Too much power in your life. Ain't nobody obligated to do shit for you in this world.
I'm not expecting nobody.
You're born by yourself. And you're going to die by yourself. Everything that happened in the middle is extra. Ain't but one person on this earth obligated to love you. You don't get but one motherfucker on this earth that's obligated to love you. And they don't even do that all the time. That's one. You come out of one body.
Your mama.
Everything else is extra.
I'm not.
Ain't nobody going to give you shit, and that's just how the fuck life works.
I feel like it's a difference if you, like, tell your best friend, like, hey, can you... You know, submit my resume, or is it any type of way you ask those questions, and then she doesn't try to like let you know like how you can put your resume in
that's
or something
a
like that.
No,
that's
in the first place
that's
because
you said
out of all the friends I have, you my best one, so you're obligated to do this, this, and this.
You keep saying obligated. I'm not saying that niggas are obligated.
That's what
to do
you
it.
Said.
No,
you ain't telling them shit about
no,
me.
No, I'm asking. Is that a problem for somebody's mental like? If you in a situation where you know you could put your people on, right, and you choose not to,
it's,
is that a problem?
What,
I'm not saying people
not
need
saying
to be obligated
is making
to feel
the choice.
Like that.
What I'm saying is you don't know what just because you see that person in the position
know,
that can
said,
help
you,
you don't know
they
what
in.
They dealing yeah. with on the front end sure, as of sure, why sure. they have it.
They
you don't know what they done told them people that done made it easier for you. That, hey, man, you don't know I did. Just because it's not right in your face, you don't know what that person up there
going through.
They might not be as important as you fucking... That could be a job to them. Man, I'm ready to quit this motherfucker and really be down here with y'all. Y'all don't know the type of shit I have to deal with. I got to stay here and smile and act like I don't hear these folks saying what they saying about the motherfuckers I love.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I ain't helped them. Nigga, I go to work every day trying to help me. And they see how y'all talk about me over here on the front end, and they think y'all don't fuck with me, and they scared to come over here because they know that y'all don't fuck with me like that.
And I can't bring y'all
up,
they don't fuck with y'all.
I done got five motherfuckers hired, and you ain't saying shit to them, but I'm supposed to risk my whole livelihood just so y'all to get approval from y'all, and y'all didn't even fuck with me.
For y'all to say I'm real.
Just so y'all can say I'm a real nigga. I gotta go put the whole hood on this little $13 job, or I ain't shit. Okay.
Well,
That's how people think.
Y'all gotta understand, there's people out there that literally purposely would not say shit to you, help you, put you in any type of situation.
And that's fine.
Hold on.
This how you fix that. Okay. Who you help?
Hold on, let me finish. I'm just saying that this, in general, like, there are people like that. And there are people who will go out their way to help somebody out or put them on or put them in a position to win or introduce them to somebody that they can network with so they can better them their lives, help them with, because it's going to help them benefit them.
It's a flip side,
I'm just saying, it's
too.
It goes both ways.
Think of how many motherfuckers might feel some type of way that you done did 50 episodes of this and ain't called them.
I'm sure.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just going to say both.
It's some motherfuckers who you grew up with, like, damn, you gonna bring these folk that you don't even know and then bring me, bro.
My cousin said
exactly.
I invited.
My cousin's coming on this motherfucker. Marcus is coming on this motherfucker.
I invited.
Marcus, you is invited this motherfucker. That's my blood cousin. Right.
And that's what I'm talking about, man. That. As opposed to motherfuckers trying to help you help somebody, they'll rather criticize the help that you are doing.
You're not helping me enough.
Exactly.
You're not helping me to the extent that I want you to help me.
I feel like you at this point of your success where you should have did this for me. Nah, that's not even a real thought. It's like,
I feel all that. I work hard for where I'm at now, and I've done that.
That's what I've been trying to tell
you. Are you going to reach back and give motherfuckers opportunity? Because this nigga's probably saying the same thing about you right now.
But that's what I was about to say. Like, I don't have a problem with putting niggas on or telling them these are the routes that I went through. This is the hard work. Because then nobody do it for me.
Let me ask you this. How long you been working hard?
My whole life.
So ain't no point you ever stopped and said, well, maybe this hard work shit ain't the way I need to approach
it. Yeah.
So then what?
I still kept working hard.
You're going to keep getting what you're getting, then, if you keep taking...
I'm successful.
I never said that you weren't.
But I'm saying,
I'm saying, at some point...
You got to do different
at
stuff.
At your hard work, you start saying, okay, I'm at this point now where I feel successful.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, it's people who going to sit there and say, damn, she's successful. Damn, she should have did this for me. Damn, when she went to college, why she ain't tell them folks I wanted to come? Like, I should have got in just because she went. You get what
I mean? I get shit like that all the time still. And even the people that I did put in a position to win, you know, don't nobody know about that.
They won. Because you know why? Because the way that you won is not guaranteed to be the way that he gonna win. She gonna win. Because
he can try that same method and fucking crash and burn.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. Even if you do try to help a motherfucker, they might not be able to be helped the way that you can help them.
Right. But how I'm built, I'm going to do that anyway. Because I've seen it not happen and how it could go that way. And so in order for me seeing that, if it takes me to do that, then I'm going to do that. Like,
Do that.
Okay.
Well, shit.
So now that people know that you are open channel, it's going to be niggas sending you their music and everything.
They already do that.
Since you got this, make sure. Hey,
she on the radio in Chicago.
Yeah,
she definitely.
Damn, you know I want to do comedy. Why you ain't tell Carlos Miller that your cousin's funny?
I get that all the time.
Exactly.
They is going to slide your dick. Why you tell shit? Come on, Carlos, my shit. Because Carlos said, fuck you. That's why. Fuck you mean.
Nah, I ain't say fuck
nah,
you.
Nah, fuck you.
Nah.
But can we talk about the shit we was talking about before the show started?
What?
The
what about it?
I mean, it's coming back allegedly.
Hey man, what you want me to do?
What you want me to do?
Are you excited about the shit?
What the fuck I look like being excited about going to work? I'm black.
So what? That shit. So it wasn't fun. I mean, niggas was out of work for a long time. Then the shit back. You not excited about the shit being
you
back?
Exactly. Like, that's the thing about it, bro. Like, you think I was really sitting at home worried about some shit like that?
Well, not you.
But it ain't the worry, it's the excitement. Yeah, can you not wait to be up on the stage in front of all these, well, if they have people, in front of people, being with your niggas, clowning niggas.
Because Wild
Out
is,
like,
wild,
it's
I mean,
just,
it's,
I
it's, black, his,
anyway,
it's Black History Month. We got to say, Wild Out is historic.
Yeah.
It's part of Black History. Facts. So to get that part that part of Black History back,
you need to be at least a little
ecstatic.
Bit excited.
I never said that I wasn't, but.
You didn't say shit.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying, because they didn't say shit. It wasn't shit said. I don't know how y'all got that message, but y'all read that shit wrong.
I'm just saying, because when the shit happened, niggas was like, oh, well, we're not doing this shit without Nick. Niggas was riding for Nick. And now Nick said this shit is back, and
Nick didn't say that, though.
I was going to say that there was blogs that said it, but it never
said
that.
That's what I'm telling you. Nobody never said that.
So no, basically, nobody said that.
Nobody exactly. said what?
Nobody, ain't nobody said anything that,
about
bro.
In, about while well, not oh. coming back.
That's see, that's what I'm saying. About, that's th- nobody body. Has said that.
So what? So it's not coming back.
I never said that back. Either. Mm-hmm.
What? So what the fuck is happening?
What I'm trying to get you to understand that like my position on the show is not high enough to confirm nor deny that.
Right.
So for me to be excited about some shit I have nothing to do with is fucking retarded or whatever the proper word right. is. Okay.
That's
yeah.
just like assuming that I can be a model.
Right. That's the fucking. I wouldn't be out here, man. Ooh. When they finish the details. Right. Oh my God.
I can be one.
Do you want to be one?
I do.
Well, shit, this is what you need to talk to.
No, the fuck is not.
No, it's not. Because apparently she got to go out and get it herself.
Ooh, I got to get it myself.
Yeah, you got to.
You got to go out and get it yourself.
Nick, if you see this.
Tell Nick.
I want to be one of your wild and out girls.
Show him what he get when we become wild and out girls. I guess we can open the yam cam.
Yam cam, hold on.
You open the yam cam. Give us some space. It's a lot of yam.
My knee, you know, it's hurting a little bit.
Put it on table. Put it on table. A little squat.
That right is, next to the chicken?
Next to the chicken. That is incredible.
Boy, y'all something else.
That is, it's what you came for.
Mississippi breed.
It's Mississippi, it's Mississippi breed.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Mustard greens.
We got, that is incredible. Rocks.
Pig feet.
Look out. You eat chitlins too, huh?
I do. And I cook them too.
Your hobby smelling like shit, boy.
It don't. You don't smell mine. If what you eat something that smell like shit, then you at the wrong goddamn
what
house.
What type of chitlins you be eating?
What kind of chitlins you be eating?
No can. That's fucked up.
Intestines.
You don't eat chitlins either?
Hell no.
That should have clogged your goddamn sink.
That's crazy.
What?
It would clog your
oh,
sink. The grease from chitlins would clog your sink.
I mean.
I don't seen it happen before.
You just gotta put some.
Boy, y'all crazy
here. Shit, man. This
shout
is
out to my people that's in the building with me. Player K in the Gorilla Entertainment.
They about to drop a mixtape?
No, these my managers.
Oh, well, shit. How the fuck you shouting the managers out? Like
because
they...
I need to shout them out. They came and support. They got my shirt
oh,
on and everything.
Oh, shit. See,
you know
now
I mean?
Everybody going to hit them up and be like, bro, you was on the, you supposed to told them about me.
You was going to be on
you there. You was on there hey, with Carlos from Wild and Out.
You ain't even tell them about your folk.
That's swear. So funny.
Man, that's so fucked up, bro. You selfish as hell, bro. You don't really fuck with me. You ain't trying to help me. Bruh. That's just like on Baby Boy when his boy, when his homeboy was like, when you gonna put me on? Like, nigga, I, you won't, okay. My idea supposed to work for both of us.
Hey, man, that's episode 50 of the Big Homie's House, man. We got the homies in the building. Big Homie Jim, Big Homie JoJo, Big Homie Carlos, Big Homie Meek, Big Homie Coco, Courtney in the cut, Big Homie Marley.
That's a scary sight. Kill it!
Episode 50, 50 pieces of this motherfucker. We got the homies in the building, 85 South, this motherfucker. Let's get it.